So just a little bit on how this works, how we're going to use a witness to trigger the intelligence of your immune system to begin to develop antibodies so that if any actual germs, virus particles enter your body, your immune system will already have been developing the intelligence to surround and dissolve it. The microscopic picture that we're going to use contains the holographic frequency of the COVID virus. Everything is based upon frequency and intelligence, mind at the biggest level. So we can use that and present that to your body and to the body's immune system and introduce it to the body's immune system and let it and ask it to begin to connect with this overall energy frequency pattern of the virus and to read it, interpret it, and develop the immune program response to recognize it, seek it out, surround it, and dissolve it. And that's what we're going to be doing today. We're going to be working, introducing this to the immune system and holding space and working with it while it essentially reads the frequency pattern of this virus. And in its incredible intelligence, and as all the intelligence of life is in that body, is in the body and the immune system, it begins to immediately download that information and process it through the infinite mind of the divine to develop a response that will neutralize it. So we'll begin this process by connecting up with our own higher self, our own God self, the divine in whatever form that we are most resonant with. I'll do a brief invocation. You can do your own as is appropriate for you. Beloved Father, Mother, God, all the divine beings of light, overlight our journey. Connect now and descend and infuse your light, your love, your will into this process so that it be amplified and can come forth in its complete perfection. Assist the soul of all of us and the soul of our bodies create the optimal, perfect response. So now with eyes open, I gaze on the image of the coronavirus. What we're doing now is by eye gazing, we're beginning to absorb it into our consciousness so that we can eventually, with eyes closed, see it. We're asking to take in the holographic energy consciousness, mind in the biggest sense, the intelligence pattern that is this, taking it in holographically. So just ask that the holographic imprint of this virus be encoded into your consciousness at this time. I gaze, and then slowly, as you feel you're getting, you can hold it with your eyes closed. Close your eyes until you can see it in your inner vision. If you need to reopen your eyes a few times to reinforce it, that's fine. Now bring your awareness and your breath and down to your heart area. going to go right in through your heart center, or heart chakra, that we're in connection with your physical heart. The master center of intelligence of your immune system is right here in your heart in the thymus. The thymus gland is super intelligent, and it transduces the energy consciousness of your heart chakra. What happens in the thymus gland is that the thymus gland is connected to the innate intelligence of life, the divine mother aspect of creation, the soul of nature. It is infinitely intelligent in how to promote life. And its job is to continually look for non-life affirming pathogens that enter into the field of the body and to essentially diagnose them. It tunes into them, diagnoses them as a frequency pattern, and develops an antibody, a response, to essentially seek it out, surround it, and dissolve it. And that's what we're going to ask the immune system to do now. So just take a few moments and breathe and feel into your heart center and connect with your thymus gland. Start by giving your gratitude and love to your immune system. How wonderful it serves you all the time, unbeknownst to you. Bacteria and viruses and pathogens of every kind are constantly entering, and not into your energy field, but within, into the physical body. And this beautiful immune system is always on guard, looking for them, identifying them, going to them, enfolding them, and dissolving them. It's also important to understand that the immune system does not really attack things. The immune system is based in love. It's designed to support life. It's all loving. So things that are anti-life and anti-love, it simply recognizes, seeks out, enfolds, and dissolves because they are unlike life and love. So feel your gratitude and your love for your immune system. Thank it and ask it if it would now participate in developing an intelligent, immune understanding and response to the coronavirus, or SARS-CoV-2. Just feel how it's always there wanting to do that and wants to work with you. Now let it know that you're going to, with your inner consciousness, present this image, this frequency pattern that you've taken from the witness of the picture. You're going to present it to the thymus gland and ask it to begin to analyze this and mobilize the vast intelligence and resources of the body and the immune system in particular to develop the antibody, anti-immune response, the immune response to this, so it has these antibodies innate and resident Should a physical or etheric coronavirus germ enter the body etherically or physically? Just let it know that that's what's going to happen next. Now, as you feel that the immune system and thymus is ready to receive this, just take the image in your consciousness and bring it down into your heart center and present it to your thymus gland. Let it know, here it is. Do what you do magnificently. Tune into this. Analyze it with the vast intelligence and resources you have, and begin to generate the immune response, all the antibodies, all the frequency patterns that will identify this when it comes into the body, that will seek it out, will unfold it, and dissolve it. As you feel it's ready, just do that. Bring that energetic pattern in your mind's eye down to the thymus and present it. And then we're going to just hold a loving space for the immune system to do what it does so beautifully. Feel already your thymus gland is connecting with the virus and beginning to use its intelligence to analyze it. It's probing it within and without, understanding what it's all about, how it operates, its energetic pattern, its structure, it's developing basically a program, an intelligent program. Right now. You may feel or see it do this, or not. Just have faith and trust, it's happening. It's already creating and cobbling together immune particles, antibodies. And as it creates them, it will mobilize them and send them throughout the body, where they're stored in various places, carried through the blood, etherically and physically. Stored in various places. In the spleen, the liver, lymphatic system, various places. Just waiting. You may even see little immune nodules migrating out from the thymus around, going around the body. You may feel a heightened energetic state in the body as the immune system mobilizes. Ask your soul to bring you in touch with this in the way that's appropriate for you. You can turn off your device for as long as possible to allow this to happen. You may see little particles of light, little intelligent modules of your immune system being mobilized from out of the thymus, moving out through the body, being mobilized, like the immune system sending out its troops to go out to all corners of the body, often in the lymphatic system, through the blood, to the spleen, various places. The antibodies are carried around. They're intelligent. They're like going out to be little sentries. You may feel a surge of energy going out through your body and see these little beings. You may want to turn your recorder off now, your player off now, whatever your device is, and just give this time to unfold. At some point, your soul will let you know it's complete, and then turn the recorder back on. Let's begin to bring this to completion by giving thanks to your immune system for its ongoing service that it has done from the moment your body was born to when it no longer serves you. Feel your gratitude and love to it. And ask it to continue to develop and refine and deepen this immune response. You may want to come back to this time and again, and bring this image, do this process again, to reinforce and amplify it. And you will feel more and more deepened and solid in it until you know that it's done. Your soul will let you know. So let us close again by giving our love, gratitude, and thanks to the soul of our bodies, to our eternal divine soul, to Mother, Father, Mother, God, all the divine beings that are holding all this in love. It is only God's will that love and life prevail. Your immune system is now working to do its job to make sure that that occurs. In its outworking of love and life, it will be aware and looking for anything unlike that in the form of this coronavirus, SARS-CoV-2. Should it enter your field or your body. Thank you and blessings.